Thank you for standing by. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode until the question and answer session of today's call. At that time, if you'd like to ask a question, please press star 1. Today's conference is being recorded. If you have any objections, please disconnect at this time. I would now like to turn the meeting over to Dr. Junping Wang. You may begin. Thank you.
Thank you. Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to the webinar for NSF Simons Research Centers for Mathematics of Complex Biological Systems, and it is also known as MAS Biosys. My name is Junping Wang, and a program director in Division of Mathematical Sciences and NSF. So let me first introduce four senior managers from NSF and Simons Foundation who are here with us today in the webinar. And Teresa Good, who is the acting division director of the Division of Integrative and Organismal Sciences of NSF?
No.
No.
Okay, thank you. So Teresa Good, and who is the acting division director in Division of Molecular and Cellular Biosciences. Sorry about that.
That's fine. I like the other division too.
Yeah, you get an extra title. And our second senior manager here is Chilo, Deputy Division Director in the Division of Mathematical Sciences and NSF. And Andy Milis, and who is the Associate Director for Physics and from Simons Foundation. And Andy is with us online. And also Michael Vogelius, and the Division Director of the Division of Mathematical Sciences and NSF. With that, I'd like to turn it to Michael. And we welcome Matt.
Thank you very much. So I just want to be very brief in my introduction and my welcome. I want to thank all of you who are online for showing an interest in this program. This is a program that I think I can unequivocally say is of great interest to NSF, both the DMS, the Division of Mathematical Sciences, and the Bio Directorate. It's a program that has been sort of in the workings for a period of time. I think the first workshop we had on this was almost about 2 years ago in October of 2015, where we started to sort of contact the communities, trying to find out what could be good ways, modality of bringing together mathematicians, statisticians, and biologists on issues of interest to all these communities, and where we could introduce mathematicians and statisticians to work more directly with biologists in their labs, and we could introduce biologists to be maybe more quantitative and also quantitatively trained in their work. After that initial workshop, we had many discussions with the between DMS and various bio divisions to try to get such a program started. It's an area that DMS has for a long time been interested in, and I know Bio has had similar interest. And along the way, it became clear to us that we actually shared these interests with the Simons Foundation. And so we are very happy to also have the Simons Foundation involved as an equal partner in this program. In a sense, this has been, it is a program that is unique in its construction, not so much in the sense of collaboration between NSF and a private foundation, because that has happened in the past, but it has mostly been in the terms of private foundations giving money to NSF programs and NSF running panels and helping actually give out that private foundation money and awards. This program is different in the sense that each of the centers that will result from this solicitation will actually be equally funded by an award from NSF and from the Simons Foundation. And this also meant that it took a little bit extra time in terms of policy and legal issues to get it resolved, but we are happy to see that this finally came about. And so with that, I'll say a little bit about the modalities of this program and what we had in mind, and then I'll turn the word over to Junping. What the program entails will be the foundation, will be the funding of three centers, up to three centers, but we think of it as three centers over a five-year period. And these will be centers that are dedicated to, of course, scientific work on the boundary, the interface between mathematics, statistics, and biology, but also have a significant component of workforce development, as well as a convening role, convening workshops and having visitors as they see that necessary and fitting into their scientific work. Each of the centers will be funded to the tune of $2 million a year. And so this is approximately a $6 million per year program over the 5 years, coming to $30 million. It clearly, as you can see, the funding for this is not sufficient, for instance, to create a fully functional biological lab. And so what we intend with this program is to leverage existing facilities. This could be a bio lab, it could be biostat or math facilities, but the money is intended to, and the center money is intended to facilitate the collaboration, not to establish the lab. And so this clearly also is set as one of the criteria for the evaluation. It should be described in the proposal what are the existing facilities that are present at the university or place that applies for such a center. And with these comments, I will turn over the word to Junping.
Yes. Thank you, Michael. And there was a technical connection problem for the screen sharing that I just had. I hope you are all the participants are seeing the screen that I'm sharing, and if not, send us a message and we'll work this out.
Somebody just sent you a message.
Okay.
I'm just
seeing
something
in
a
work. Is it working?
Can that be
in the screen? I'm not seeing. Yeah, I share it. Let me try one more time.
You need to be in WebEx.
You
have
to be in
WebEx
to share.
Yeah, that's.
And then.
I did that here.
It's not
another one. Only one to share.
Just 1 second.
Yep, no video from Patrick. Name from John.
So, is there anyone who's seen the screen? Then probably a connection on the other people's connection.
So,
no, but there are people from very different people.
I have a message from Andy. Hi, I'm having trouble joining the meeting. Can you resend the invitation?
From Andy?
Yep.
You sent the new invitation out.
Yeah, it's the same. It is the same.
Did you send the new invitation out to everybody?
Yeah. Let me share it first.
You stop sharing.
There's no stop sharing here. So maybe use this one to share. Can you do that?
So, for those of you who can hear us, we're trying to resolve the technical problems.
So that they can hear the audio, but they cannot see the screen.
The reason is that when you lost the connection,
The cable was disconnected. Now we can share this one. Let's see what we can
do. Oh, no.
But that's okay if you... Yeah, you still be able to see it, right?
So for all the participants, we're having some technical difficulty with sharing the slide deck. It appears that you can hear us, but we're going to try and get the slides shared with you all, so please stand by.
Okay.
I can see the slides.
Yeah, they start seeing it.
Okay. They can see it now, I think.
Okay.
All right. So, I hope we resolve this technical problem. Okay, let's back to the presentation. So from what Michael said, and you can see that we are all excited about this joint NSF and Simon Central program in mathematical biology. And the NSF and Simon senior managers have played a significant role in setting up this program for the community in mathematical and biological sciences. And in the meantime, the implementation of the central program involves a very dedicated working group consisting of four program directors. And National Science Foundation, and one program manager from Simon. And Mary Ann Hong, who is the program director and Division of Mathematical Sciences and NSF, is one of the working group members. And the second one is Arkady Moshkin from Bio Directorate. And we also have Liz Roy from Simon's Foundation, who is online with us, myself, and next one is Bill Zimmer. And Bill is going to give a presentation on these things that you need to pay attention in the proposal development and also criteria that will be used to assess the proposals that you're going to submit to us. And with that, I'd like to turn this over to Bill.
Good afternoon, everyone. This is an outline, or a broad outline, of the organization of the rest of the webinar presentation for this afternoon. We're going to describe the goals of the solicitation, provide a rationale for why we developed MathBioSys, describe characteristics of competitive proposals and the mechanics of proposal submission and merit review. At the end of the presentation, we'll have time for questions and answers, so please stand by for that piece of the webinar. MathBioSys, again, is shorthand for the NSF Simons Research Centers for Mathematics of Complex Biological Systems. The solicitation number is shown here, and that's a hot link on the slides. The program is a collaboration between two funders, NSF and the Simons Foundation. At NSF, the Division of Mathematical Sciences and the Divisions of Integrative Organismal Systems and Molecular and Cellular Biosciences are partnering. That is, it's a partnership spanning the Math and Physical Sciences Directorate and the Biological Sciences Directorate. And at the Simons Foundation, the Division of Mathematics and Physical Sciences and the Division of Life Sciences are involved in this program. So it's explicitly a cross-disciplinary activity between mathematics and biology. The collaboration leverages resources from both funders, and the NSF and Simons Foundation intend to support jointly up to three new centers with this solicitation. So the goals of MathBioSys broadly are to have the centers focus on collaborative research at the interface of mathematical sciences and molecular, cellular, and organismal biology to advance our understanding of emergent properties in these complex biological systems. And just as an aside, throughout this webinar, I'm going to use mathematical sciences and mathematical approaches to mean mathematics, statistics, and computational approaches. Other goals are to establish new connections between biology and mathematical sciences at this interface, and to engage in interdisciplinary training and education to build capacity at this interface. So, why did we develop MathBioSys? The rationale, in part, rests on community input. We received advice on a community wiki about genomes to phenomes, and from a workshop report on that same topic. We held listening sessions at professional society meetings about ways to address biological complexity. And there have been internal discussions at NSF. The Math Biosys program is relevant to one of NSF's 10 big ideas for future investment, understanding the rules of life. Both the workshop report and the rules of life documents are linked within the Math Biosys solicitation, so you have access to those. Now that brings me to a compelling science rationale for Math Biosys. We do not have a causal and predictive understanding of how and why emergent properties arise from nonlinear interactions of an enormous number of components in living systems across both space and time. So this is a grand challenge in biology. There's additional context for the Math Biosys solicitation. To accelerate progress, it's essential to direct more attention to mathematical approaches to understand causal relationships leading to emergent properties in molecular, cellular, and organismal systems. So Math Biosys presents an opportunity to develop novel mathematical approaches to improve our understanding of mechanisms underlying emergent properties, to employ non-trivial use of existing mathematical approaches at this scientific interface, to build capacity at this specific math-bio interface also, and to develop new mathematical approaches to understand emergent properties using large volumes of biological data that are available. So here is what we envision each of the Math Biosys centers will do. They'll facilitate sustained collaborations between mathematical scientists and biologists to develop a predictive causal framework for understanding emergent properties in molecular, cellular, and organismal systems. They'll develop new foundational mathematical, statistical, computational concepts, theories, and tools for improved understanding of emergent properties. They'll employ existing mathematical, statistical, and computational approaches in significantly new ways to advance our understanding of emergent properties. And they'll build capacity in this particular cross-disciplinary interface during the award period. Here are some characteristics of competitive Math Biosys proposals. They will include explicit aims to develop causal predictive frameworks for understanding emergent properties of molecular, cellular, and organismal systems. They'll include a cohesive set of goals and a convincing plan to achieve scientific progress within the five-year award period of the proposed center. Now, these first two bullet points are important because we wish to see well-developed center proposals that go beyond a relatively loose collection of projects at the math biology interface broadly. We wish to see goals that are aimed specifically at understanding emergent properties in these biological systems and goals that hang together well so that there's improved likelihood that progress will be made. And competitive proposals will describe development of mathematics that is informed, validated, and verified by experimental data. And reciprocally, experiments will be informed by and designed to test mathematical concepts. Again, progress is expected on this point within the award period. Additionally, competitive proposals will include convincing descriptions of activities to facilitate sustained, productive, cross-disciplinary collaborations to achieve the goals, a description of disciplinary balance, convincing plans for significant effort in capacity building, and those plans should include cross-disciplinary training of the next generation of scientists at this interface, that is, students and postdocs, and a description of convening activities to broaden the reach and the impact of the center's science. The value added of a center project ought to be clear within the proposal compared to a set of loosely connected projects. So the next part is on proposal preparation and merit review. The letters of intent are due on August 10. The full proposals are due on September 29. And Our advice to all of you is to please read the full MathBiosys solicitation. This webinar is not a substitute for that read. The letters of intent are not used in merit review. They're not binding on the institutions, and we use them to begin to prepare for the merit review of the full proposals. They're required but not externally reviewed. They should include the names of senior personnel, up to five, including the PI, a proposed project title, the names of participating organizations, again, up to five, including the lead organization, a synopsis of research foci, approaches, and other center activities, and a training summary of plans for cross-disciplinary training of students and postdocs. The submission of the LOIs has to be by an authorized organizational representative by way of FastLink. That's required. So this slide shows some guidance about the project description that is specific to MathBiosys. Note that we plan to conduct a site visit of the centers in year three of the awards that we make. You'll need to describe metrics that will be used to evaluate the performance of the center, which will be useful in that site visit, and include a description of those metrics in a management plan, which is a required supplementary document for MathBiosys. Also note that you may ramp up the center's activities over the first 2 years, but that a full complement of the center's activities must be implemented by the beginning of year three. Therefore, you need to develop consistent content for your project description and the management plan of your proposal. So this is a heads up about that. There are four required supplementary documents specific to MathBiosys. The first is the Simons Foundation budget. That should be set up to request 50% of the total budget, direct plus indirect costs. NSF and the Simons Foundation intend to fund each center jointly, approximately equally. The other 50% of the budget should be requested from NSF on the standard NSF budget pages. Follow the guidance for the Simons Foundation budget on the web page link that's shown here, and it's also contained in the solicitation. And you should be aware that the Simons Foundation indirect cost structure is going to be different than that for NSF. The second supplementary document that's required is other personnel and center leadership. This is limited to 5 pages maximum. You should describe the roles of other senior personnel in the activities of the center. Other senior personnel include lead PIs on subcontracts or subawards, other senior personnel with significant roles, and so on. You may use some of this text space to describe roles of the PI and co-PIs if needed beyond the project description. Provide a list of key leadership personnel and a brief description of their leadership roles and qualifications in the supplementary document as well. The third supplementary document is a management plan. This is also limited to 5 pages maximum. Describe key leadership positions, reporting lines among them, communications mechanisms among the leadership. Describe the mechanisms to communicate with the communities. Describe mechanisms to ensure accountability and for oversight of the center. And again, you need to describe metrics that will be used to evaluate the performance of the center. If you choose to use an external advisory board or external advisory committee as part of the center's governance and/or to guide the center's activities, just list the number of members and describe the range of expertise needed to constitute an efficient and functional committee. Please do not name individuals who may serve on that committee. The last supplementary document is institutional capabilities. This is 2 pages maximum. Describe how the resources of the lead and the participating institutions will facilitate the proposed activities of the center. Include organizational leadership, technical expertise, support, and maintenance. Describe presently available space, infrastructure, and technologies for cross-disciplinary support. The merit review of the proposals will involve panel review and/or ad hoc, that is, external review of the proposals. For some subset of the proposals, we will conduct site visits, either site visits or reverse site visits. The proposals will be evaluated using the standard NSF review criteria of intellectual merit and broader impact. And I'll just remind everyone that competitive proposals include explicit goals and compelling plans to address broader impact issues that benefit society, as well as intellectual merit issues. There are also six solicitation-specific review criteria, and these can be found in the solicitation near the back of it. These are the quality of mission and goals and likely effectiveness in meeting them, the potential and commitment of the center leadership and key personnel to effectively lead and manage the center, the proposed structure and management of the center, such as the quality and effectiveness of the management plan and its likely effectiveness in fostering new teams to build cross-disciplinary capacity in relevant areas to MathBiosys, the potential for the institutional capabilities to contribute to successful cross-disciplinary center activities in areas relevant to MathBiosys, the quality and likely effectiveness and accountability of outreach activities and dissemination strategies, and finally, the extent to which the center will take advantage of co-located, ongoing biological research relevant to MathBiosys to foster development of cross-disciplinary collaborations. And that's the end of the formal presentation of slides. And at this point, we're going to open up a question and answer session.
At this time, if you'd like to ask a question, please unmute your line, press star 1, record your first and last name when prompted. If you need to withdraw the question, you may press star 2. Once again, in order to ask a question, please press star 1. Give us a few moments, please.
Okay, operator, are there any questions for us?
Our first question or comment comes from Mr. Smolovich. Your line is open.
Hi, just a very quick question. Will these slides be available to us?
Arkady is going to lead the session on Q&A.
Yes, this is a frequent question. Do I need to push anything?
No.
This is a frequent question. The slides will be available. Please go to NSF site, find the page where this webinar has been announced, and at the same page there will be a link provided to you.
Wonderful. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Next we have Peter Kramer. Your line is open.
Hi. I think I saw in the solicitation that there was some discussion that it could be possible to have a multi-institution center. And if I understood that correctly, could you give some sense of what type of multi-institutional structures you would consider for this program?
The slide has been pulled up, and that answers it. But let me summarize. You need to provide a compelling argument that mathematical scientists and biologists are actually doing new collaborations, that there is leadership, that there is oversight, and the substantial requirements for training of young scientists are met. We suspect that it's not the same as occasional collaboration through Skype or even having an annual workshop when everyone reports what they have been doing for a year. We suspect that integration needs to be much tighter, and if you can convince the reviewers that it can be done virtually or through some other arrangement between multiple sites, please make your case.
Okay, let me add that on the for the mechanical part in proposal submission, and of course you can the proposal can be submitted as a collaborative project. Consisting of multiple components from different institutions. And it could also be just a single proposal from the lead institution with subcontract to non-lead institutions. And we actually strongly prefer a single proposal from the lead institution with subcontract to non-lead institutions.
Yes, Michael. Maybe I can make one. This is Michael Bukilius. Maybe I can make one comment on that, and that does not in, That does not exclude the fact that there could be multi-institutional submissions to this, but generally the thinking has been that the three centers would be distributed around the country, whereas each center would probably be more geographically concentrated. That sort of is our thinking.
Thank you, Michael. More questions? Operator?
Next we have Mr. Schwartman of Princeton. Your line is open.
Hi. I'm wondering whether it is okay to have as one of the leadership personnel in the center someone who is already a Simons investigator who receives some kind of support from the Simons Foundation. Thank you.
Liz, can you comment from Simons or Andy?
They are muted by the operator, and they may not be. We do have the answer for that. Yeah, Bill, you want to elaborate on that?
Let me take the first stab at this, and then my colleagues can chime in.
Can you please speak closer to the microphone?
Sure. Let me take a stab at this, and then my colleagues can chime in.
Okay.
If you're employed by the Flatiron Institute, you're ineligible to be on one of the MassBiosys proposals.
Okay.
If you're associated with a center or an activity that is funded by the Simons Foundation, that does not necessarily disqualify you from being on a Simons on a MassBiosys proposal.
Okay, thank you very much. Clear enough. Thank you.
Some more questions, operator?
No, I'm okay.
Next, we have Lincoln Carr. Your line is open.
I think my question has already been answered. So the intention is for a regional focus if there's a multi-institution type proposal with a lead and then subcontracts around, if I understood correctly. So I believe that's been answered, but I guess I just want to double check. That will affect our proposal strongly. And if we do think we have adequate...
Right.
Okay, and if we do think we have adequate diversity in and a very focused set of subjects, with value-added math and biotech proposal at a single institution, that would also be a positive thing. Is that correct? As long as there's excellent personal training and all of that.
Exactly. You understand
yeah,
correct.
That's clear now. Thank you very much.
Next we have, I think it's Warren Gutierrez. Your line is open.
Thank you. Good afternoon. I have two questions, so I can do one, and at the end you can tell me if you want the second one. Does this program encourage proposals that study multi-scale phenomena connecting genes to the environment? That is going to from molecular interactions to ecological process. This solicitation seems to indicate a preference for molecular, cellular, organismal processes, but ecological processes seem to be de-emphasized, if not excluded. Please clarify, thanks.
So this is Bill Thamer. I'll take a crack at this one. The focus of MassBiosys does not extend to population dynamics among organisms or community ecology or ecosystem science. You can include considerations of environmental impact on molecular, cellular, and organismal systems to be able to understand emergent properties. But explicitly, the solicitation does not extend to the dynamics of populations of organisms, community ecology, or ecosystem science.
Very clear, thank you. Can I ask the second question?
Sure.
Can part of the budget be used to pay for exploratory experiments of center researchers? We clearly understand that funds under this program are not intended to advance any lab's agenda. But the example that I have in mind is, let's say, a postdoc, a student, or a faculty in need to produce preliminary or additional data that might have not been budgeted by a biological grant in order to confirm a computational hypothesis. Thanks.
Can I try to switch gears a bit, because we are getting into the territory where some of the questions that are being asked online and also through chat are frequent questions to which we already have new series of answers. So if it's okay, let me speak a little bit, and that may answer or preempt some of the future questions. One category of questions is broadly distribution of effort between mathematics and biology in one of three regards, or several of these regards. Either in management, should be one mathematician, one biologist, how it should be distributed, or in the budget, what with budget allocation to mathematics and biology, or finally in the composition of the research projects themselves. And at a different level between dry and wet biology, between mathematics versus statistics, between new techniques versus old techniques applied in a novel way or some such. To this, a generic but still important to us answer is this. The goal of these centers is that mathematicians are challenging biologists with their ideas and approaches, and biologists are challenging mathematicians. How you arrange this at the level of percentage distribution, we cannot give you quotas or prescriptions. Make your best case that it is indeed a true new collaboration between co-equal categories of these researchers. It is not down to any specific number. Provide us with good balance, us and our reviewers.
The spirit of the question was slightly different, was really, can we pay for experiments? Irrespective of the partition or how we allocate this?
In part, this is dry versus wet biology, but let me get to the to some of the next questions. Bear with me for a second.
Absolutely.
The second series of questions is down to cost sharing, matching funds, and things like that. NSF does not ask for cost sharing, does not expect voluntarily cost sharing. The institution, however, will indicate which resources are available or will be made available to the effort. The next series of questions is, can the funds be used to, including to reduce teaching, to hire a manager for the project, to fund the seminars or visitors, to fund some exploratory research? The answer is, in principle, yes to all of those. Again, make your case, but as always, NSF, even in the case that you are recommended for award, may ask you to rebudget. Next is expertise of the review panel. As Bill and others said, between our panelists and our ad hoc reviewers, we expect to bring in all the necessary expertise. We had a question which was not as frequent, but it was interesting to us. And that is center evaluation. Do we recommend hiring an outside evaluator or an advisory committee, the whole set of evaluators? And can you request funds for paying for assessment? We think that good monitoring and evaluation could strengthen your proposal. The costs to pay outside evaluators are allowed. Yes, please.
This is Michael Bukidius. Maybe I can bring a comment that is sort of tangentially relevant to this question. One of the things we certainly intend with this program is to bring mathematicians and statisticians also to be directly involved in experiments being carried out at biological labs. And so to the extent that the experiment you would be making or the student would be making would actually benefit greatly from the involvement of mathematicians and statisticians, the answer to your question would be yes.
And if I can add to that, the reciprocal of that is true as well. To the extent that experimental data is required to develop or improve, for example, mathematical concepts or models that you want to develop, we think that that's all right as well. It's that the central piece here is what Arkady said a few minutes ago. We want to have mathematicians and computational scientists and statisticians challenging biologists in close collaborations and the reciprocal of that. We want the biologists to challenge the mathematical scientists to actually move the science forward at this interface.
So in the meantime, we pulled up the answer to questions about foreign international collaborators. And maybe we can switch back to voice. our operator.
Operator Lisa, can you unmute Andy Millis and Elizabeth Roy so that they can make some comments to the questions that were given?
Yeah, we did also ask them if they could call in with the
LeadyConnect code.
Okay, one moment, please. Let me try to find them.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah, there are just certain things that Simons Foundation can answer better than any of us at this table can.
In the meantime, genus Homo sapiens is fine as long as there is no medical motivation for the research.
So, excuse me, this is Andy Millis from the Simons Foundation. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes.
Excellent. So it finally worked. Great. I'm sorry to interrupt. I just wanted to add one remark about a previous thread in the conversation concerning paying for teaching reduction. The Simons part of the funding, which is subject to Simons rules, our policy is that Simons support cannot be used for teaching reduction below a level of two courses per semester except for the project director. So, and if there are questions, questions of detail about that, drop us an email. But in general, the foundation doesn't support teaching reduction for investigators.
I would say that would also be consistent with NSF policy.
All right, thank you.
Any other comments, Andy?
No, this so far so good.
Good, thank you. So, operator, do you have more questions?
Yes, sir. The next one, I think it's Linda Patzel. Your line is open.
Hi, I just wanted to know if biology includes brain sciences for the purposes of this solicitation.
This is Bill Zamer. So neuroscience is eligible for the mass biosys solicitation, provided you really focus on the biological focus of math biosis. That is, that you drive towards an understanding of causal foundations of emergent properties in molecular, cellular, and organismal systems. This is, for example, it's not intended to be a program in computational neuroscience per se. So you can use questions posed from neuroscience ideas or concepts, provided you're really driving at emergent properties of these complex systems and mathematical approaches to understand them.
Okay, thank you very much.
I would just add to that we do have a number of programs that are targeted towards computational neuroscience, like CRCNS, which is planned to continue through the next couple of years. So. That is why we want the focus to be more on the basic science.
And I'll elaborate even further on Marianne's comment. That given the President's Brain Initiative, the former President's Brain Initiative, and understanding the brain, there's a lot of investment at NSF about that. When we sit down after merit review, to begin to make some decisions about award recommendations. Neuroscience, as in other areas in which the two foundations are invested in, will be looked at carefully in terms of what we're already invested in before we make decisions about the Math Biosys Center recommendations.
Yeah, just to add my assent from the Simons Foundation side, certainly there would have to be, an exceptionally strong proposal, an exceptional value added different from what is already being done to make a strong proposal focused primarily on neuroscience.
All right, thank you.
Operator,
more questions from the participants?
So to repeat, because the questions keep coming, species Homo sapiens or human microbiome per se is not a disqualifier. as long as the motivation of research is not medical. NSF does not support medically motivated proposals.
So while we are waiting for questions from the participants, and we did receive an email question regarding this center proposal. So, and the question here is basically, I mean, look at the screen that we are sharing with you, and how do goals and activities of mass biosystem centers compare to those of institutes or research centers that are currently funded by NSF? And, Arcady, you want to see that one? Okay, we think that the mass biosystem centers and should include a strong research focus on the understanding of emerging properties through some new innovative mathematical approaches as described in this dissertation. And so the research is very important for us to consider. And the capacity building is another very important component. And on the other hand, because the centers, if you look at the budget, compared budget between centers and the mathematical institute, for example, and certainly the centers has a smaller budget, and which also means the activities in capacity building may not as large as, you know, what Mathematical Science Institute has been doing. But certainly the capacity building is a very, very important component in this program. As we said earlier, and we like to build a community consisting of mathematicians and biologists who can talk to each other, and so that mathematicians can challenge biologists, and in the meantime, biologists will challenge mathematicians. And with that, we are going to move on to some questions from the Webex chat.
So, Arcady. Yeah, so we have a series of questions in the form, is X within the scope? We covered neuroscience. I tried to cover human biology and human microbiome. Medical school is not disqualified, but the proposal cannot, the research scope cannot be medically motivated. Stem cells, same thing. They can, the main motivation of research projects cannot be human health and disease. And I also already answered about human evolution.
Okay, that's good. So, operator, are there any questions from the attendees?
Yes, we have several. The next comes from Victor. Your line is open.
Hi. So the question would be about using some sort of topological and geometrical methods for biology. I know that Simons himself, he was or is a topologist. I don't know to what extent he's involved in selecting this type of proposals.
I don't think we have any restrictions on the mathematical areas that you might want to use. So if you're interested in developing applications of topology or, you know, algebra, graphics.
There are already well-known developed methodologies like topological delta analysis, phylogenetic tree, spaces and stuff like that that have applications to biology, like microbiome.
We're open to it. Of course, as you know, there are also other initiatives regarding data, which we see a lot of topological data analysis in. So you'd have to be going sort of above and beyond what we're already.
Yeah. So, and the centers, I don't know how I came across, you know, on the, I got this email, but I wonder if there are more people from the same group. We have a group here, so I don't know who got this message or just you sent a mass mail.
There is a question there somewhere.
Well, on the math side, we sent it out to anybody who was listed on our math email.
I see. Okay.
Oh, if I may add, this is Andy Millis from the Simons Foundation again. Going back to questions of big data, topological data analysis, and so on, I think that the call for proposals is on aspects of the science and what you might call emergent properties. So just data analysis is probably not optimal. From our side, there is no particular bias towards or against any specific branch of mathematics or theoretical science, but it should relate to the overall scientific goals as stated in the call for proposals.
So let me, this is Junping Wang, and I'd like to add to encourage you all to read the citation very, very carefully, because first of all, we spend time to actually to every paragraph, make sure that we state what we are looking for carefully. And so the mathematical part, we don't really care. We are very open-minded, and we just want to see a good collaboration between, good and productive collaboration between mathematical scientists and biologists on problems, on biological problems that are relevant to what was described in this dissertation.
Thank you.
This is Bill Damer. We have a chat question about from Nigel Goldenfield about what is meant by or encompassed by emergent in the context of cellular or below. I'm going to take a stab at this. In part, we are after some mechanistic understanding of emergent properties loosely defined as going beyond the sum of those mechanistic connections. In large part, emergent properties are in the eye of the beholder. There are a few examples that are not meant to be all-inclusive that we've detailed or listed in the solicitation. An example is an emergent property about the resiliency or the resiliency of developmental processes to result in individuals within the same species repeatedly, even though there may be very little sequence difference between that species and related individuals. You consistently get the same species out of the developmental processes. So what is it? What are the emergent properties in development that lead to that consistency? So in large part, we're leaving it up to the community for you all to define what emergent properties you want to pick at and understand with mathematical approaches. And I hope that answers your question.
In the meantime, through chat, one very specific question. Does the institutional capabilities document replace the standard NSF facilities, equipment, and other resources document?
No.
These are documents. They may be somewhat overlapping, but you need to fill both to the best of your ability. And there is a series of questions continuing. Who qualifies as a mathematical scientist, and who qualifies as a biologist? What if my department's name is neither? It is upon the applicants to make a case that, yes, you represent mathematical expertise and someone else represents biological expertise, regardless of what the name of the department says. That has to be the expertise residing with training, experience, publications, and that kind of evidence.
And if your proposal will be reviewed by panel and possibly by external ad hoc mail reviewers. And so we will certainly ask our panel to make comments on the, I wouldn't call it eligibility, but certainly we'd like to know the mathematical expertise and also the nature of the biological problems, whether this will be a good fit to this dissertation.
Junping, let me follow up quickly on that point. We've been asked a number of related questions, such as what's the right mix of mathematical scientists and biologists? what's the right mix of mathematical concept development versus experimentation and so on. Our response is we have no formula to advise you about that, but we suggest that you think about the goals that are described within the math biosys solicitation and developing a set of goals for a center proposal that is responsive to the solicitation. And then develop your team to be able to actually work on and achieve those goals within a 5-year center period award.
And to just follow up on that a little bit, one of the things that we have discussed is we think that proposals that, for example, have a lot of biologists and maybe just a singular mathematician might be a no-go. Similarly, same thing on the other side. If all you've got are mathematicians and statisticians and maybe one biologist floating in there, you need to really focus on having a balance between the two areas.
And on that point, I'm going to pursue this a little bit further. If you look at the solicitation carefully, an explicit goal is to build cross-disciplinary capacity in this area. And it cannot be overbalanced with biologists. It cannot be overbalanced with mathematical scientists if you're to be able to achieve that goal and to produce a plan to achieve that goal.
Maybe this is Mike Bukidio. Maybe I can answer or try to take a stab at one of the questions I see up there about the budget. Do NSF and Simons wants to split all line items? And the answer to that is no. But what you should try to do to the best of your ability is to describe what will be supported by NSF and what will be supported by the Simons Foundation. And I think actually this is one of the advantages of this program also is that the requirements as far as budgets are concerned are different for the NSF and for the Simons Foundation, and so it gives the proposers additional flexibility to have the ability to specify different items on different budgets.
Andy, would you like to add anything there?
No, I think to this point, Michael said it just fine. Going back to the previous point about the host department, I would say from our side, we don't care what department you're in, but we care very much what you do. So the people have to have, clear credibility in mathematical sciences, engaged with biology, and clear credibility in the biological sciences.
Great. And from the biological
department doesn't count for anything.
I apologize. From the biological sciences point of view, the same is true, that in the biological sciences, if you are a bioengineer, a biophysicist, or a biochemist, but you will demonstrate depth of expertise in biology, we will count you as a biologist.
Okay, very good. So, operator, do we get more questions from the participants?
Yes, sir. The next one comes from, I think it's Mr. Debiani. Our line is open.
Hi. I have a question concerning the broadness of the scope of the proposal. Would you expect something that spans the whole range from molecular to organismal, or can a proposal only cover a fraction of that range?
This is Bill Damer. That's largely up to you as the proposer. We would not restrict you to covering all those levels of biological organization. If you decide to focus on one, you have the freedom to do that. If you decide to focus on two of them, you have the freedom to do that. As long as you're focused on trying to understand the causal nature of emergent properties in one or more of those levels of biological organization, so be it. I think that one of the things that you will find in the workshop report, if I recall correctly, is that panel of experts identified trying to understand the causal connections across those levels of organization to be a particular mathematical challenge. And that's all I'll say about that.
Next, we have Lewis Gross. Your line is open.
Thank you. I actually have two questions. The first one goes back to the note about not establishing a lab and asking to leverage other resources at the institutions involved. I assume that it is perfectly okay to leverage other NSF-supported projects that we know are funded and projects that might be funded in the future in fostering the collaboration between the math and the biological community. Is that correct?
That's perfectly correct.
Great. And my second question then...
Oh, there was a but. Hang on 1 second.
Okay, sorry.
But on the other hand, well, we also care about the overlap of, you know, the two or more another projects that you are currently funded or will be funded. And certainly if the overlap is significant, so that, you know, that will be very questionable.
But leveraging could be fine as long as there's not significant overlap.
I certainly understand. Thank you. The second question deals with the fact that the solicitation does not mention evolution except in a couple of very minor places, and yet some folks would feel that evolution underlies pretty much all of emergence. Is an inclusion of evolutionary aspects at the cell molecular level appropriate for this call?
The short answer is yes. As long as the focus is somewhere from genome cell organism. The reason for that is that it has been decided that historically the extremes, which is molecular biophysics and population and above, has received considerable attention from pure and applied mathematicians, and we would like in this solicitation to redirect more of this attention towards everything in between.
The intermediate scale.
The intermediate scale.
Okay, now, so did we answer your question?
Yes, thank you.
Okay, thank you. So next is a chat question, and it's roughly how many sub-projects are you looking for in a center?
All right, let me...
Yes, Bill?
We're going to leave the number of sub-projects up to the proposers. But again, I'll emphasize, there's the set number, there is no set number. Instead, we encourage you to think about goals for the center that will be responsive to the overarching goals of capacity building, as well as a focus on understanding the causative underpinnings of emergent properties, and then build the activities of the center around that. Does that help?
Okay, well, because it's a chat message. Okay.
I certainly hope it helps.
All right, it should, okay. There is a second part of the question. Okay, let me just read it. So what is the best approach to apply if there are three organizations that are located within 5 miles radius, one leading organization with sub-contracts, or three collaborating organizations?
You have both options available to you.
We are not restricting you, so it's your choice.
Okay, thank you. And operator, do you have any question from the participants?
Yes, we have one coming from Cha Fan Lee. Your line is open.
Oh, I just asked the question. Thank you. And it's answered.
All right. Next, I think we have Ms. Swami. Your line is open.
Yeah, Krishna Swami. So I was wondering what the scope of the proposal should be in terms of the number of years. So should we have 5-year goals, 10-year goals for what sorts of projects and what kind of training programs we'll have for students? Should we have a goal of how many students we would recruit for the classes, things like that?
So this is Michael Bukelius. Let me say you should definitely have clear 5-year goals because this is initially a 5-year solicitation. It is, of course, and I can only express the hope of DMS, if these activities turn out to be as successful as we hope they will, we would hope to think of this as an effort that would be ongoing. But at the moment, you have to have clear goals for the 5-year duration of this solicitation.
Thank you.
Thank you.
More questions, operator?
We don't have any further questions at the time. And just as a reminder, if you'd like to ask a question, please press star 1 and unmute your line.
We have had an email question regarding the mechanics of the review. Specifically, after NSF is done with the review, will there be a separate review by Simons Foundation? Andy, do you want to answer?
Well, I think the basic statement is no. The Simons Foundation will participate in the NSF review process and will use the information generated by the NSF review to make its decision. At this point, we do not intend to ask for a separate review process.
Yeah, for those of you who haven't experienced when we've done things with other funding agencies, this is very common where they join us for the review and then they base all decisions. We both base all decisions on the review between the two.
There will be consultations after the NSF review process is finished between the Simons Foundation and the NSF on the awards to be made. But the awards will be made separately upon the finish of the conclusion of this consultation.
And I would say that, you know, just the practical statement is that the NSF is going to manage the review process and organize it, but the Simons Foundation is going to participate in the review process at all stages. So we expect that this will give us the information we need.
And declinations will come from the NSF.
Yes.
Yeah, that's typical, that declinations are processed by the NSF.
Okay, so I got an email question. You have more to add? I got email question from Suzanne Lewis. And the question states, concerning the budget split, would Simons or NSF prefer to support visitors and workshops?
This is Andy Mellis. I think the answer is yes. Both institutions regard both of those things as important. And I think we're all agreed that institutions should look at the different boundary conditions that NSF and Simons puts on their budgets and work out how to optimize the expenditures across the two categories. But I don't think we have any predisposition that things of category X should go with group Y. Is that a fair statement?
I think that's fair, and frankly, if there are some things that perhaps Simons would ultimately want to support that NSF would not, or vice versa, that can be negotiated later.
About 2 minutes ago, I saw a question from John Doyle flitting through my screen, but it's not posting in the chat. But if I, there it is. Yes. Yeah. Can we use synthetic biology as a tool to test theory of mechanisms? I don't see why not. Make your case.
So, operator, do we have more questions from the participants?
We have no further questions on the phone lines.
There was a question regarding the ramp-up activity after the second year, and so we should answer that. So either Bill or Katie, you want to say anything about that? Okay, I actually provide the answer to that. And the second year ramp-up activity, we basically do not have any specific guideline for what kind of activities will be ramped up after the second year. This ramp-up activity should be based on what you have proposed or what you're looking to propose in the center activity. And our goal of having that is to it's basically to provide a chance and opportunity to help the centers to improve the performance in the next 3 years after the second year.
So I'm not sure, Andy, do you want me to share this email you sent to me?
Well, I think if a context comes up otherwise.
Yeah, why don't you comment on what you were saying?
Oh, sure. I just wanted to say that in general, going back to a previous thread, we had some discussion on how broad a range of topics should a center cover? While this is one of these cases where, you know, never go to a lawyer for advice because you'll get both no and yes at the same time, I wanted to say that the key point is that, a strong part of the aim of this solicitation is community building, and community building involves more than just training of students and postdocs. Conferences and a strong visitor program are important, at least in our mind. So you should think in terms of the range of activities that your center is doing, this will be helpful in organizing conferences and attracting a strong visitors program. You know, if you're too narrowly focused on one specific topic, you won't get the interest over a broad range of the community. On the other hand, if you cover everything, it will probably be too intellectually diffuse. It won't be strong enough in any one area, and it will be hard to get people to want to come. So there's a needle to be threaded there, but you should think about that and think about, you know, what would make a serious contribution to those aspects of community building.
And in particular, this is Michael Grinius. I would also like to comment on this is one of the areas where DMS, the Division of Mathematical Sciences, has encountered some difficulties in facilitating the collaboration between mathematicians and biologists, that mathematicians seems to be much more willing to go to conferences than biologists. And for that reason, we give a complete freedom in how you organize the scientific work of the center, and to the extent that you have conferences and meetings, which we certainly encourage, it is very important that they actually serve this purpose of bringing the two communities together, the mathematicians and the biologists, the statisticians as well, of course.
Okay, I got two additional questions from email, and one of them is the following. And is there any additional guidance? Let me do the earlier version, okay. What are your expectations for the center and the end of the award period? And I came up with the answer to that, which I'll share with you, and my colleagues can correct me if I'm wrong. And our expectation, or the minimal expectation from us, is a successful completion of the proposed activities. Okay, so this is the minimum. And of course, and we'd like to see more. I mean, anything beyond that will be a great success of this project. And if you can come up with some transformative ideas or concepts, and that'll be even super good, okay? And a second email question from
I would also just add to that if you're able to develop some new collaborations between the two different disciplines, that would be definitely a plus.
It would be great if we could apply math to different parts of biology so that we move the field of biological sciences forward in this space between molecules and organisms. And I'm assuming that if the biologists push the mathematicians to develop some new math, that would also be a plus.
Oh, certainly.
Absolutely.
So, but certainly catalyzing new collaborations, training a new cadre of researchers who can work at this interface is really what we're hoping for.
Let me maybe add one thing, that the proposal that says what the applicants expect the world to see in 5 years is definitely a better proposal than something that doesn't mention that. So it was in part onus is on you to tell us what your expectation is, how science and landscape and the world will change as a result of your activities in these 5 years.
And what you're hoping for?
Yes.
By the end of the 5 years.
So Andy, do you have anything to add?
I think this basically covers it.
All right, thank you. There's a second email question, which is the following. So are experimental physics approaches such as from soft condensed matter supported by this solicitation, although it does not strictly fall into the mathematics or biology category. Anyone want to try an answer?
Oh, this is Andy Millis from the Simons Foundation. As it is stated, I think the answer is these things are unlikely to review well. I think that the reviewers are going to be looking for ideas which are, or proposals which involve work that is mathematically interesting and has a demonstrable connection to biology. So your reviewers, in that sense, the audience, that the reviewing audience that your proposal is going to go to is mathematically sophisticated or theoretically sophisticated people and biologists. So you could ask yourself, is a soft matter proposal going to review well to that audience?
I can tell I'm looking at the table here and they wish they could have expressed it as eloquently.
Yeah. Thank you, Andy.
Thank you.
So, operator, do you have more questions from the participants?
No, sir. We have no questions at this time.
Well, thank you. Are there anything that we haven't covered?
I would just remind people who are still on the line that if you find other questions come up, you can send those questions to the working group. There's the email on the website for the solicitation, and it's best actually if you send it to all of us as opposed to just one of us, so that we can coordinate and make sure that we're all giving consistent answers, because usually we do confer with each other.
All right, looks like we can wrap it up.
Yeah, let's see whether we cover all this based on our PIs and multiple institutions, foreign, balance, yes, goal of base, and well, we think we covered all the questions from email, from the chat, and also from the phone. And if there are, as Marianne said, and if there are any questions or even help that you would like to get from us, and please feel free to send us an email in the alias massbiosys@nsf.gov.
Nigel Goldenfeld is asking to, can he please ask one more question?
Yes, please.
Yeah, it'll be a chat. We need to refresh or need to do it.
Yeah, can you refresh the chat and see if anything else?
Yeah, feel free to write us another question.
Okay, yes.
Oh, yeah.
So if I may say to the Nigel's question, which I just read, I think the answer is fairly close to the one I gave before. Your reviewers are going to be more mathematicians than physicists, so you should consider whether that's the sort of work which is mentioned in Nigel's question is going to review well to that audience.
And he does also specifically point to the Physics of Living Systems program, which might be more appropriate.
Yeah, and we can say physics is not involved in the solicitation, so that is one of the issues and why it should be more focused on the mathematical aspects.
What was the very bottom one? Scroll just a little bit.
I don't think we have, Young wrote that, can you comment on the appropriate budget allocation among research workshops and outreach activities? We do not have a preconceived notion about that, so you should just consider that in terms of what you might be interested in doing.
Mm-hmm. Okay, operator, do you get any questions from the participants?
Still no questions.
Okay, that's good. Looks like we did cover all the questions from you. And with that, we would like to thank you for your participation to this webinar. Your question has actually been very, very helpful for us as well. And we look forward to receiving proposals from you. Thank you very much.
Lisa, thank you for helping.
Absolutely, you're welcome. This now concludes your conference. All lines may disconnect at this time.
Lisa, thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Have a great afternoon.
You too.